Megan Rapinoe praises the bravery and courage of Iranian women's soccer team. By Paul Bois on March 24, 2026. Former U.S. soccer star Megan Rapinoe has praised the bravery and courage of the Iranian women's soccer team for their actions during the Women's Asia Cup. The Iranian women's soccer team became an international sensation after they refused to sing their country's national anthem following the U.S. attacks against Tehran, with Iranian broadcasters deeming them wartime traitors for their actions. After the team's defeat by the Philippines, fear broke out that they could face possible jail and even death upon return to Iran, sparking demands for the Australian government to grant them asylum. Only two players stayed in the country while the rest returned home. I'm just thinking about this in the context of, like, the immense pressure that these young adults and these young women are under to make a decision like this, Rapinoe said on the A Touch More podcast. Like, the incredible courage and bravery it would take knowing what that could potentially mean for their family back home. The bravery and courage to protest the national anthem, basically in protest of the Iranian regime, and not sing the national anthem during a match. The stress and uncertainty they're facing, their family, their loved ones. What does that all mean for back home? She added. Rapinoe expressed her support for Australia granting asylum to some players, adding that she did not know whether some had returned home. I, of course, fully support their decisions to seek asylum and seek a better life and to try to escape an incredibly oppressive regime in that situation. I don't know what's going on with them and why some of them left, however, that is, she said. I hope the ones that returned home have done so under their own free will and choice and that their families are safe, that they're safe, and their friends are safe. I hope the ones that have chosen to stay feel a sense of peace and hope about a potential for a new life in Australia or otherwise.